This research was made possible thanks to the initiative and farsightedness of our co-researcher, Dean Jirasak Tarajak, who offered the course Entrepreneurship for Scientists as a special topic in 2021. As a result, the authors could collect in-depth qualitative data from the seven science students to find out how the business and entrepreneurial mindsets of the students were like. Entrepreneurial mindset is an emerging priority all over the world, but science students do not have the training in business. A business mindset is important for the science discipline because scientific knowledge and innovation have to shift from the laboratory to the world outside the laboratory in order for science to benefit industry and individuals all over the world. Also, due to disruptive technology, the knowledge sector and the work environment has been changing. Therefore, to cope with the rapidly changing, ever-evolving environment, this research proposes that a business mindset, especially entrepreneurial mindset, is an important priority for the science discipline. Entrepreneurship is now widely accepted as a 21st century skill for students in every discipline who will graduate to enter the various industries. Science students also need this skill to bring science knowledge for commercialization to the general public and the rest of the world. A 2022 study by Finney, Perkman and Ross confirms that academic entrepreneurship has been found to impact the production of scientific knowledge. This is supported by several researchers which found that the impact of academic entrepreneurship is important for the situations under uncertainty. Cultivating an entrepreneurial mindset is very challenging, as supported by a lot of research which found that it is difficult to stimulate a student's entrepreneurial mindset. As a result, efforts such as Efeli's, Kovijanik and Condry's study in 2022 helped to identify methodologies to stimulate entrepreneurial mindset. The sample size of this study has only 7 undergraduate science students who enrolled in the pilot course Entrepreneurship for Scientists. In this qualitative research, we examined the thought processes of how the students came up with a business idea, how they developed a business plan, and how they set up an online company to feature their products and services. The analysis was carried out together by Thai science teacher in Thailand and a non-Thai French business school teacher in Taiwan. The analysis by three countries and two disciplines served to reduce researcher bias and provided comparative international insights from the business perspective. It was found that the 7 business ideas of the science students were not related to what they learned in their science classes. For example, the students tended to start their business for this course based on their personal preferences such as hobbies, not on their scientific interests as science students. This finding is very different from what was suggested by past studies which looked at science student entrepreneurs, such as a study done in Singapore by Tan and Subramaniam in 2002. Those researchers found that students from the science field provided a lot of scientific solutions and creative solutions for practical problems. The reason for this difference might be that all 7 students in this study were all Thai and not Chinese or Indian heritage, who would tend to be from family business background, growing up surrounded by conversations and situations at home in the family about trading, selling and buying activities. Another reason could be that the science teachers that these Thai students have not been exposed to, nor have experience on science and entrepreneurship. In other words, to cultivate a business mindset, this has to start from the science teacher, right from science teacher training stage, as suggested by past studies in other countries, such as in Turkey by Devici 2016. In conclusion, this research highlights the importance of incorporating entrepreneurship skills and business mindset for science students through science curriculum in the future. This research suggests that future science curriculum should include preparational courses for the students so that they can discover themselves and be primed towards science startup at the beginning of their degree program. Also, science teacher training could explore how science teachers could impart business and entrepreneurial knowledge to their science students. Thank you for listening. The authors of this research look forward to hearing your comments and suggestions. สวัสดีค่ะ